Hi again, listeners. This is Andy Hanasek, the editor-in-chief of the National Provisioner, and welcome to our latest podcast. Today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Richie Jenkins, Senior Director of Marketing for Butterball Food Service, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the trends in the burger marketplace, how Butterball Food Service is capitalizing on them and what they see out there in the market. And we're doing this kind of in conjunction with our annual burger report that ran in our July 2014 issue. So if you haven't read that, look for it online. And Richie, thanks for joining me today.
Not a problem. Glad to do it.
So first of all, let's talk about this from sort of the 40,000 foot level a little bit, Richie. In terms of the overall burger market, what are some of the trends that Butterball is seeing out there, and how is the company trying to capitalize on those trends without obviously giving away the nuclear secrets, of course, that the company has in line?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, obviously, we're all seeing the move towards a better burger, and I think that can also include a better for-you burger, and turkey certainly fills that bill. But, you know, in the better burger, you know, one of the things that we're doing is not only trying to steer people towards turkey burgers, but also in how they build and recipes and usages. You know, turkey burgers of today, as I like to say, are not the turkey burgers of 5 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were an afterthought. You know, now turkey burgers are becoming mainstream, and people are expecting to see them on menus, especially on, you know, full menu, sit-down type restaurants. You know, LSR and QSR are a little slower to come about, but you know, that's what we're seeing is people are looking for them. They're looking to eat a little healthier. They still want a burger. It is still the number one, you know, meat on bread is a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
How can we, you know, work with our customers to give them that alternative their patrons are looking for? So that's really what we've been focusing on.
So what has been, you know, you mentioned that it's not the turkey burger of the older days, and, you know, health has kind of always been the driver for choosing a turkey burger, for example. What has been the catalyst, in your opinion, that has kind of brought the turkey burger into the mainstream a little bit more over the last few years or last half decade or so?
Yeah, I think it's the consumer and the patron expecting more. You know, even think about, you know, ground turkey at retail. Different product today.
Mm-hmm.
Better raw materials, better grinding technology for better texture. And that really plays over into the burgers. You know, we're utilizing the same or similar equipment that the beef burger folks are.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking higher level raw materials, actually using breast meat and thigh meat, you know, versus trim or some other raw material mechanically separated, if you will. I mean, that's certainly something that's out there on the marketplace. But I think, you know, expectations and trying to provide operators with a better alternative has driven the industry. And we like to think of ourselves as leaders there, but driven the industry towards a better finished product.
Sounds great. Yeah, that's what I figured. Is it's been a product innovation sort of thing. You know, you think about the texture, and never was really the flavor issue. It was more the texture. So that totally makes sense. And I get
right.
That. So one of the things we saw, one of the trends that came out in our burger report in July was kind of this concept of upscaling the traditional burger in terms of improved, you know, improved menu items, improved overall textures, flavors, mixing of proteins, mixing of ingredients, things like that. How does the turkey burger fit into that concept? You know, I know you kind of hinted at it a little bit in the last question, but how does it fit into that overall concept of upscaling the traditional burger?
Right, and I think this really comes back to, I mean, you said it right. You know, the basis is having a good burger to start with, having a good texture, bite, flavor, experience. From there, you know, one of the things that we're going to market with is teaching people how to use it with burger builds, unexpected ingredients. And I think that, you know, the restaurant consumer going out there today is more educated. Thank you, Food Network. But, you know, they're seeing new and different things. But one of the things that they want is variety. You know, is going into a restaurant and I like the sound of that burger, but can I have it with turkey or veggie or chicken or something else? So being able to give operators those alternatives to the beef burger that the patrons are looking for, and, you know, letting them know it's okay to have an outrageous build on a turkey burger. It takes the flavor. You know, turkey burgers are a cleaner flavor. They accept flavors more readily. And so I think from the upscaling perspective, it's offering that variety. I can come in, order the burger I want, and I can have the protein I want in that burger. And also, you know, burgers today, you know, obviously at QSR, they're still ketchup, mustard, and pickle, and cheese. But, you know, if you get into the sit-down, casual dining-type restaurants, there's a myriad of things that they're doing today, and they're doing them more with ease than they used to because, you know, manufacturers like ourselves on the condiments and sauces and other products for burgers are better than they were a few years ago. They're playing up to different flavors, the, you know, fusions and things like that. So I think that's helped in the upscaling. Is and your emerging burger chains, they're pushing the envelopes. Your Five Guys, your Five Napkins, your BGRs, mm-hmm. you know, they're and so I think, you know, they're out there being different. And the restaurateurs and operators who have been in business for years are seeing that, saying, hey, I want some of that too. So they're incorporating those different ingredients and different builds. So I think that's, you know, driving this trend of upscaling.
Great. Cool. So what is currently driving the R&D innovation on the food service side at Butterball in the burger space that you can share with our audience? What really is got you guys excited and, you know, that's pushing these products forward at Butterball Food Service?
Yeah, I think we touched on it earlier, but you know, I think it's the opportunity that has not been there before. You know, there's not a distributor, operator, even broker, if you will. We're talking about talking to brokers. Every conversation involves turkey burgers mm-hmm. in some form or fashion. You know, you used to go out and you sold ready to cook roasts, you sold cooked turkey breasts, mm-hmm. and you had a couple of, you know, ancillary alternatives. You know, now, turkey burger can be the lead conversation, and quite often when we're talking to chains, it is. And then we get to the, oh, yes, we have sliced turkey, or we have this oil-browned turkey breast, or, yeah, we can do a, you know, a netted roast for you. But I think that's driving, you know, us forward in bringing burgers to the market. It's just the opportunity that exists and the you know, overwhelming acceptance of turkey burgers on the menu.
Great. Perfect. Well, thanks for your insight, Richie. I've got one final question that I'm going to put you on the spot because you mentioned burger builds. I want to know, what's your favorite turkey burger build? What do you like best on your turkey burger?
Well, actually, I'm gonna maybe throw you a little bit of a curveball. We Chef Tony Sita, who's our corporate chef, he and I do a lot of work on this, mm-hmm. and we actually came up with a build for a breakfast turkey burger.
Really?
So, English muffin, can't remember the sauce he put on it, but it was almost like a turkey burger Benedict with a poached egg and hollandaise and, you know, a little cheese sauce, and it's a outstanding build. And so I think the recent builds That is one of my favorite. And then you always have your, you know, your traditional with sauces, and he's done a lot of things with grilled red onions and beer cheese and things like that. Got a lot of that kind of stuff out on our website that people can go and review. And but that's probably one of the most favorite builds we've done in the last 6 months.
That's really interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that. Good. I'm glad I put you on the spot then. Well, Richie, thanks for joining me today. And ButterballFoodService.com is the website.
That is correct.
Cool. Then hopefully our viewer or our listeners can go and check out some of those builds and recipes and things like that. Thanks again for your help and for your insight today, and have a great one.
All right. Thank you.